بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yesterday we discussed the dua of Lut alayhi salam, and Lut alayhi salam was the nephew of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And today we're going to discuss the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam, who is the great grandson of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So if Ibrahim alayhi salam lived around 2000 BCE, 2000 years before Isa alayhi salam, then Yusuf alayhi salam is living around 1900 BCE. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his story in the Quran in one surah, unlike the other anbiya who are mentioned in different parts of the Quran. And we know that Ibrahim alayhi salam had two sons, Ismail alayhi salam, from whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam is a descendant, and Ishaq alayhi salam. Ishaq alayhi salam, he settled down in Palestine, and highly possibly he built there the foundations of Masjid al-Aqsa, or he built some masjid where Masjid al-Aqsa is today. And he had a son who was a Nabi as well, who was Yaqub alayhi salam. And Yaqub alayhi salam's name was Israel. One of his names was Israel. And so he had 12 children, and these 12 children or 12 sons are known as the children of Israel, the Bani Israel. So that's where the name comes from. And Yusuf alayhi salam was one of those children. And the story of Yusuf alayhi salam is very in-depth in the Quran. But just briefly, Yusuf alayhi salam sees a dream as a child that the 11 stars and the sun and the moon are prostrating to him. And his father tells him not to tell the dream to anyone. Eventually his brothers become jealous of him. They take him, they throw him in the well. He's sold into slavery. And from Palestine now he's taken all the way to Egypt. And when he's in Egypt, he goes to prison. And eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him out from there and makes him the minister of finance over the entire Egyptian empire. And at that time, his brothers who were in Palestine the entire time, they are suffering from a drought, and they have to come to the Egyptian empire to seek food, and they have to come to Yusuf alayhi salam, who is the minister of finance, and ask him for this food. And long story short, eventually he reveals to them who he is. He forgives them completely. He tells them, you know, bring my father from Palestine, bring him here to Egypt. You can come and settle down here in Egypt. And then at this point, once his parents come with his brothers, then in the court now, they all prostrate to him. And this prostration was permissible in the previous sharias. It was done out of respect. It was not a prostration of worship. And then Yusuf alayhi salam speaks to his father and he makes a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he tells his father and he's recounting everything that happened, and he only looks at the positive aspect. So he says, Ya abati hadha ta'wilu ru'yaya min qabl. This is the fulfillment of the dream that I saw when I was young. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it true. And then he says that وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. And he only looks at the positives. Yeah, so many things happened to him. He went to prison. He was thrown in the well. But he says, Allah was so kind to me. He took me out of prison. And he was so kind to us. He brought you from Palestine. وَجَاءَ بِكُمْ مِنَ الْبَدْوِ. And he brought you here after shaitan came and caused the rift between myself and my brothers. So he had forgiven his brothers so completely that even when referring to it, he didn't say that they threw me in the well. He said shaitan caused a rift between us, as though it's shaitan's fault completely, and his brothers were absolved. And then he makes a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, رَبِّ قَدْ أَتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. Oh Allah, you have given me all of these bounties. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are my protector in this world and the year after. And then he makes the dua that we're going to focus on, and he says, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. So this is a Nabi, the son of a Nabi, the son of a Nabi, the son of a Nabi. And yet his primary concern is, Ya Allah, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا, take me away from this world in the condition that I am a Muslim, I am submitting to you. And Ya Allah, you in your favor and your mercy, you join me with those who are pious. And this is a Nabi who is talking, but this is the dua that he's making, which is a continuation of how Ibrahim alayhi salam told his children that لا تموتون إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Make sure when you pass away you are Muslims. And how Yaqub alayhi salam also told his children, who will you worship? And this is now Yusuf alayhi salam showing that same concern, that despite the fact that he's a Nabi, he's making this dua, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَالْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. بَسْكَ اللَّهُ فَتَوْفِيقُ وَأَخْرُ دَوَانَ.